If I had some money, I would buy me some sushi.
Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. Every night it's my birthday. They don't know, so it's okay. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that.
I'm the most awkward person to talk to in conversations.
Like, what do you mean?
So I think I just want to be a part of the conversation. And so I just start talking and maybe it doesn't relate, or I don't know. It's just, why are you talking? And then they're just like, and then when there's silence, you know that you shouldn't have said anything. That's all.
I'm even worse than that because I am not listening most of the time. I have my headphones on and I'm doing other things. And then I'll hear a bunch of laughter and I'm like, reissue. And it's like, it's a long story. I don't care. Start from the beginning. Start from the top.
Every detail, please.
Let's go. But I also try to join in and be relatable, and then I'll miss. Or sometimes my inflection's off. So like,
yes, all the time.
So I might sound like I'm not through, or like I'm pausing for a second to take a break, but really I'm done. And then I really felt that this weekend with Bonnie. Like, I felt like sometimes Bonnie was like, oh.
Was that it?
Yeah. You stopped like in the middle of a conversation. I'm like, no. I was done. That was it. That was the end of a thought. But I probably ended like question mark, or like I'm taking a break, or maybe I just gave up halfway through and I was like, wow, I don't care about my own conversation coming out of my mouth, so I'm not going to continue with it. I have a lot of confidence in myself.
Stumbling, bumbling fool is what I am.
Me too. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's so over her birthday. After drinks, dinner party, surprise guest, karaoke, reminiscing, and more, Lacey has decided she's had enough.
I've had enough until Jeremy's birthday, and then I'm going to have to resurrect talking about my birthday for the last 6 months of the year, which I was supposed to do last year, and I failed miserably.
Yeah.
I'm a very big birthday talker, and then whenever it comes down to execution, it's such a beatdown after the holidays. So then I don't feel like doing my birthday.
That's not fair to say, but it is harder to get people to spend money, for one, after, you know, traveling or Christmas gifts or whatever. So
anyway, in a group of many, this girl is still a standout, or maybe more like a fallout. My girl that made my B-day bright and her husband made it a little brighter has a name, and it is
Amy Nichols. Yeah, I don't know what my problem is.
Oh, that's to come. That's coming up in the birthday shenanigans. Okay. But I do have to brag on your husband. I don't know if he told you. I don't know if you and Josh communicate as much as Josh and I communicate, but I got a B-day message from Josh yesterday.
Yes, he knew it was, and he texted me to make sure before he sent it to you because he didn't want to look like a fool. But he knew it before I said anything.
And I thought it was so sweet. So I got, Josh sends this out to everybody on their birthday.
Yes.
So it's, happy birthday, Lacey. And I don't know if that's how it sounds, but that's how I'm doing it right now.
Oh, I can do it for you.
Do it.
Hold on.
It's your birthday today, Lacey!
Is it that one? Or is it a different one?
I'm going to go with that one because I just looked. I knew what it was. Confession. I'm so sorry. I did not listen to it. Don't tell him because I was so proud. I was so honored that he sent me a birthday text because he's not on social media. So he doesn't get the notification that it's my birthday. Uh-uh. He has to know or care or heard you. I mean, something.
He's listening to me. That's great.
There's a thought process in that. And I got a lot of texts and it was really, really nice. I appreciate the text because I'll normally look at somebody's, realize it's somebody's Facebook, realize it's somebody's birthday, and then text them. Mm-hmm. And then end up not posting on their wall because I'd rather you know why I got to tell the world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm letting you know. But I was very excited to get a text from him.
Yeah.
And I forgot to respond in a little bit of time. And he was like, this is Josh, by the way, in case you don't have my phone number.
He was worried. He's like, she didn't respond. I don't think she knows it was me.
I've had his phone number for a very long time, and I meant to tell him that. I'm horrible about responding. Now that I'm talking out loud, there's several people that I didn't respond to. via text message. Yeah, but I thought that was so sweet.
Well,
so.
If you have some free time, you need to watch it because the visuals of the birthday video is, I mean, you know, I know my voice isn't the greatest, but it's very similar to that. And there's like dinosaurs with birthday hats on and like a karate person kicking something on fire. It's just random and funny and stupid and fun.
I will watch it and I really appreciate it because I thought that was so super sweet.
And yes.
I will verify later, but that sounds a lot like a performance that I heard on my birthday too, according to your voice.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. I've had an excellent week. You were a part of some of it. You were a part of a lot of it. I think we both had a great week, but I was just trying not to talk for you. But first, we have to get to something. The world is divided. And I don't know that I've seen so many people disagree on something before in my life since my TV placement. Because everybody, well, no, that was pretty much I was singled out. I was going to say the world was divided.
There were some people that were on your side.
Some people had my back whenever I decided to hang my TV to the right of my fireplace and not over my fireplace, which is too darn high for a TV. But we talked about last week the red velvet debate. Yeah. Is red velvet cake just chocolate cake with red icing?
Yeah. A red dye.
Yes, red dye. Sorry. Jeremy and I have argued about this for years, and we have never bothered to look up any kind of answer.
Just argue.
Yeah. It's just, I feel completely differently about that. So I didn't realize it was such a hot topic with other people. I mentioned it to you last week. You're like, yeah, well, obviously, it's just, this is my Amy impression. Obviously, it's just chocolate cake. And I vehemently disagree.
Yeah, someone called me a moron online.
That was my mom. My mom is so cute, and she's
so hysterical.
She's so passionate about it. Because she's made me red velvet cakes my whole life. So my mom is very passionate. I had to hear about it so much on my birthday. I've had to hear about it since then, and she's already texted me today to ask me about the taste results.
The outcome.
Oh, she was getting so involved herself. She told me on my birthday that she wants to make 2 cakes and dye them both red and have Jeremy eat them or take the dye out. She's like taking this personal against Jeremy.
Wow.
Oh, but she came out guns a-blazing, calling people morons for their opinions. But a lot of people weighed in, and a lot of people have my back, and a lot of people have your back. Mm-hmm. So the world's torn. I've heard every argument possible. So I said on the last podcast that I was going to let my grandma Roberts be the decider. And she told me red velvet cake is just chocolate cake with red dye. And I still disagree with her. So now we're going to bring in special guest Anna from Channel Surfing and On Cloud Wine. She is going to serve us chocolate cake with no icing. You made this cake.
I did.
Are there any tricks?
No, there's no tricks.
Okay.
I swear.
Okay. I didn't know y'all were like whispering back in the room before I came in.
Yeah. There are guys back there were like, well, you should have done this or that. And I had already baked it. So
first off, Amy came through. This is like New Year. You ended the year coming through. You're starting the year coming through. I was very hesitant yesterday. I knew you wouldn't want me to do it just because it was my birthday.
Yeah.
Now today you would have been like, girl, it's fine. But I trusted you. I didn't even ask you any times today.
Nope, not at all.
If you did it. I was like, nope.
Were you sweating?
No, I figured either you did it or you were going to come in with a great excuse, and either one was going to be good for me. You did ask me if we were going to have other people do the taste test, and no, because this was an argument that was between me and you. I don't need other people to taste and tell me how my mom's cake tastes. This is my mom's homemade cake, by the way. Homemade red velvet cake versus your box cake.
Yes.
Which the only reason we did it that way too, we had discussed like to do it authentically, we should make 2 homemade cakes.
Yes.
But that takes time. We ain't got money. We ain't got time for all that. So you did a box cake.
I did. And that could make this a little inaccurate among a couple other things. And I don't know if I want to wait for the results to share my reasons.
Well, and then I have my homemade cake, but it's a couple days old and it's been in the fridge, which dries it out too.
Oh, see, I didn't put mine in my fridge. Ooh, will we be able to tell the difference?
I hope not.
Ooh.
Let me grab Anna.
So is this for blindfold?
Yes. While Anna's coming in, we're going to blindfold ourselves. Oh, and confession. I meant to make this a little bit more fun than it is. I meant to bring in wine because wine and cake taste good together. And I meant to bring in like legit blindfolds and I didn't. So we were gonna be looking cuter and drinking wine to wash it down with. But that didn't happen. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, I do not blame you. I wish you had brought it up to me, though, because I could have brought some wine up.
Oh, girl, I had some wine. I just forgot to grab it. Welcome, Anna Castillejos.
Hi.
Anna?
Yes.
I would like to issue your favorite joke ever.
That you guys look like you're doing Bird Box Challenge?
This is the first time this year you have been on our podcast. Welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. Thank you for having me. I do. I am a huge fan of New Year's Day jokes. They're my favorite.
I thought for a minute you were going to say loose lips and childbearing hips. I was about to be so proud. Like, wow, tell me more.
That too.
Okay, so Anna is going to give us each a piece of cake. And we don't know if it's chocolate cake with no icing or red velvet cake with no icing. Am I talking in the mic?
Yeah. Yeah,
good. I can hear you.
Bird box challenge.
Okay.
Do I give you the cake now?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
We can't see.
Should I know what?
Do one? Yeah. Do the exact same one as round one and then the exact same one for round two. So we're both going to get either chocolate or red velvet first time and then same second time.
Okay, here's round one. I have my hands out.
Me too. Okay.
Well, it's hard because your blindfold isn't.
I know.
Do you want me to hold your blindfold?
Yes. Ah! I feel like a little S&M over here. Okay, I'm just using my fingers.
There's a fork there.
Oh, I should probably use a fork.
I guess I can move the paper towel.
Okay. Ooh, the cake feels good. I don't understand how they did it in Bird Box. This is really hard.
Here, why don't you hold your blindfold and I'll feed you? I just want to note that I can do my own blindfold because I tied it behind my head.
I need a lot of help.
Okay.
Look, that is really good, but I without a doubt know what that one is.
Okay, I'm moving this because your blindfold's going to fall off.
Okay.
Oh, am I eating with my hands? Oh, there it is.
Okay. Would you like to brag about how much better you are at me than this right now?
Okay. I think I know what this is, too.
Okay. I'll
see that. Oh, thank you. You're the best, Anna.
Anna's the best assistant ever. Thank you for doing this for us.
Okay, here we're going to go with round two.
I really should have just tied my own head. Blindfold. Does Amy have hers?
No, because I'm holding it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so complicated.
After this, I'm going to give you a tutorial on how to tie a blindfold on your head. Ew, gross.
Okay, thank you.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to take that away. I can already smell it.
Well, don't sound disgusted by it. What flavors do you smell in it, Amy?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
Now you've both eaten it.
Also, Anna, I have leftovers are in that chair. Yes. I don't know if I'm pointing in the right direction. I assume I am. Leftovers are in that chair. Yes. You can help yourself to it. Okay, Amy, I know. Do you know?
Yeah.
One is chocolate.
Mine. Yeah.
And two is red velvet cake.
Yeah. Okay, so this is all the reasons that it's blonde. So they do taste the same. I mean, they do taste different.
They taste different.
They definitely taste different. I don't know if it's because one's homemade and one's box. That could be a reason.
Maybe.
Or
I could just taste the chocolate.
I could taste the chocolate in the second one. I mean the first one, in the actual chocolate one. Mm-hmm. You know what I should have done?
What?
Was like switched it, like giving you chocolate first and giving you red velvet first.
Oh,
so you guys
would
have been discussing this whole time about how they were. No, they
definitely.
Tasted, no, the second
definitely.
One was chocolate. Man, can we redo it? Man, that would have been so good.
But you already helped us out so much because you held my blindfold. That was so sweet of you.
I took selfies with you guys. eating the cake.
You are the best. Thank you for doing that, because we would have forgotten to take pictures too. Yeah. Then we would have been...
No problem. I'm gonna go have a bite of this.
Okay. Yay. Yes. Tell us real quick, what can we look forward to on Channel Surfing and on Cloud Wine?
Oh my gosh, yes. So for Channel Surfing, I just did a whole hour-long episode about the show You.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Obviously, only listen to it if you've already finished it, because I spoil everything. Mm-hmm. And on Cloud Wine this week, Alicia and I played a game called Impressions, which we've played on this podcast before. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going through Alicia's Google history. So it's a good one.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting.
Go check out both of my podcasts. And thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the cake.
Thank you for your help.
Another flaw is I could smell the icing. I know there wasn't any icing on the cake, but had been in the same vicinity as the icing on yours. I could smell it before I even tasted it.
I could taste chocolate for sure. First bite that I took, I knew the chocolate. I was trying not to, like, I did have to go fingers on it because I was, that was such, why am I such a mess? Why can't I do anything? Like, I feed myself all the time. I should be able to feed myself with a blindfold on. It's not that big of a deal. But no, I was trying not to think about consistent, because I wasn't worried about being right. I want to know.
Yeah.
I do want to be right.
Sure,
but I want to know if there is for sure a difference.
Also, I shouldn't argue about it anyways, because sadly to say, I'm not a fan of cake. I don't like it. If I go to a restaurant, I'm not picking cake as my dessert. I'll get pie or pudding or whatever. So I'm an icing girl. I'll just eat all the icing off the cake. I don't care about it at all. So it's not really fair for me to say one way or the other, because I couldn't care less.
See, my mom is still butthurt about this. First off, so day before my birthday, Sunday, my mom insisted on coming over. Her and Heaven and my dad gonna come over. And they brought me this homemade princess cake. I saw this cake maker or shaper or something for Heaven. And Heaven's birthday is 1 week after mine. So I saw this at Joanne's with my mom. And I was like, oh my gosh, Heaven knows how to bake. I want to buy this for her, because she's always talking about decorating cake and making all these wonderful designs. So I want to buy this for her. My mom was like, no, you can do it without that cake pan. And nah, you don't need to get it for her. Well, then my mom turns around and goes back and gets that for me, for my birthday, and makes me a princess cake out of it.
That is pretty sweet, though.
I thought that was hilarious. So my mom and Heaven come up with this big princess cake. It has Ariel in there. And silly me, I didn't know that they were going to surprise me with anything. And so I hear them. So I run outside to meet them. And as soon as I run outside, they're like getting their phones ready, getting all the video ready. And then I just run outside and they're like, oh, happy birthday to you. So they're just like panicked, just singing this to me. But my mom... After all of this effort, my mom's telling me how much of a pain it was to make this cake. Not complaining. Aww. Just she stressed out about it, because to shape it, to ice it, that you have to have, if you've seen any cooking shows, you know how precise it has to be for you to be able to do that. Well, anyway, as she's telling me all this, I said, yeah, well, still my most favorite red velvet cake I ever had was for my fifth grade birthday. fourth grade. My friend's mom brought me a red velvet cake, and I could swear that's my first time I've ever had red velvet cake, and I fell in love with it. That was at my best birthday party ever, where they like cut the electricity and snuck out the windows, and then came up to my front door with a chainsaw. My mom and dad did, and they were like putting off firecrackers. Yeah, because it was some scary R.L. Stein book I was reading at the time, and all my little girlfriends were reading it too. So my parents like completely scared us like that, and I had red velvet cake for my first time ever, and my mom is so mad because she swears she's made me red velvet cake and that it was homemade. And this woman just brought me red velvet cake out of a box. And I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. It was my best birthday party to date. It was the best red velvet cake I've ever had.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So my mom brought it up again.
Oh, yeah. While she's in the middle of telling me, I'm like, this cake is pretty and all, but still, the best cake I ever had was Megan Arnold's mom back in the fourth or fifth grade.
Her boxed cake.
It was so delicious. But my mom is completely passionate about this because she has been making red velvet cake. So she says, no, there's a lot less cocoa in red velvet cake. She's making a chocolate cake for Heaven's birthday. And the amount of cocoa that you put in there is completely different. And then there's buttermilk and vinegar. Like I said, she wants to get involved with Jeremy. She wants to prove Jeremy wrong.
I could definitely tell a difference between those two cakes. Yeah.
But not everybody in the world is. I wanted to give you our results. We asked on Instagram, @loose lips and child varying hips, is red velvet cake just chocolate cake? And 39% said duh. 61% said no. So I thought I was the wrong one in the world. I had posted Lacey versus the world and the world is wrong because I kept getting beat down by Jeremy that red velvet cake is just chocolate cake. So I thought I was going to be the minority.
Mm-hmm. No.
But a lot of people agree. And then that's not even the hardcore one. I can't believe how many people weighed in on Twitter. This is the world. The world weighed in. Out of 837 votes. We don't even have that many followers. Yeah. So if you're not following, go follow at Loose Lips Hips. 65% said it's completely different compared to only 35% who said obviously red velvet cake is just chocolate cake. But people were weighing in. I've gone to culinary school and I know that it is just chocolate cake. And then Yeah. So very hot topic. I didn't realize that people were that passionate about it. I thought it was just me.
Wow. Yeah. So I'll admit that I was wrong in this case because I could tell it was not the same. I think it depends on who bakes the cake.
Sure. And I really didn't want to prove you wrong as much as I wanted to prove Jeremy wrong and me right. This wasn't like a me against you thing. I was just surprised at the stance that you took.
I was standing in the store looking. I'm like, okay. So I want it to be as much like red velvet as possible, but the box still say chocolate. I was like, do I get the fudge chocolate cake? Do I get the milk chocolate cake? I was really trying to get a win. Didn't work.
So what did you go with?
I went with milk chocolate just because, I don't know. I just figured it would be less chocolatey.
That homemade icing was on point, right?
The icing?
Yeah, for my mom's.
Yes. Is that homemade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of it was homemade. My mom said that she was having a nightmare and screamed out. She had a nightmare that my cake collapsed in the fridge.
No.
And she like screamed out and jerked her body up and it ended up waking my dad up. So they both like woke up at like 1 o'clock in the morning because my mom was having a nightmare that the cake collapsed.
That is weird. When you're obsessed over something, which I'm talking from experience, it consumes your thoughts.
Well, you wouldn't want to put in all your effort on this cake and then it fall.
No.
Because, I mean, I do that all the time with cooking. With cooking, I have to find, I was supposed to make potato pancakes the other day and it's supposed to be kind of like a handheld sandwich, a boxty. It's an Irish meal. And that didn't work. So I ended up having to make a casserole. Like, it still tastes the same, but the presentation isn't there.
Well, also, this was like all revolving around a special event. It was your birthday and she wanted to be special for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can totally understand that.
I will tell you something. I felt a little dirty doing it, but whatever. It made me giggle. I felt dirty. I felt like a dirty old woman. But
what did you do?
So you have a Barbie doll in the middle, and you cook a cake around it. Or no, because you don't cook with the Barbie doll. So I don't know exactly how they did it. But you have a cake around the Barbie doll. So you have to saran wrap. Saran wrap the bottom of the Barbie doll. Yes. And then it's a dress and then it's the Ariel doll. So at the end of the night, I had to refrigerate it because it's cream cheese icing.
Yeah.
So I couldn't just keep it in its shape, which it was hard for me to even break it down because I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so pretty. Yeah. But I took the Barbie doll out. Well, then her top half is covered in icing. I didn't let it go to waste, but it did make me giggle just a little bit as I didn't go straight. I used my finger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so I wasn't looking down Ariel or anything.
No, because like if you're making something and you've got the mix or whatever, you go tongue on it, right? You don't use your finger to get the icing or batter or whatever off the mixer thing, right? You use your tongue.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, I know it feels weird, but
sure.
You don't go finger on it. You go tongue.
That's my childhood girl right there. But I didn't want this icing to go to waste. So I just looked at her and I giggled. And Jeremy's like, are you about to eat the icing? I said, oh, yeah. And so I ate the icing off of Ariel.
I think that's totally acceptable. But I do understand feeling weird about it.
Okay. So that was our bird box through the red velvet lies. Oh, we're not over. That was
part one.
That's part one. Yeah.
Okay.
We have more to come. That's it for Red Velvet, though.
Well, I have a confession.
What's your confession?
I did something bad, and it's food related. I know. I made...
Let me guess. Hot dog or fried rice?
No. That was not all that bad.
It wasn't all that bad. Okay, what?
I made a scrambled veggie bowl today for lunch at work in the toaster oven, and I brought my raw egg because I had some
leftover Tupperware cut up stuff from last week that I had done the exact same thing from. So I opened it up and it had mold in it. And I picked around the mold, which I know is not a good thing. It is not safe. And now my stomach feels kind of weird.
Oh, no.
And I can like feel it growing in my throat. I really think it's in my head, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm really had I had that cake to wash it down because I just feel like it was like just stuck there growing the mold. I think I'll be okay.
I think it is in your head because if you have moldy cheese, you can cut around the cheese and eat it.
That's a different kind of mold, right? No.
I don't know. What is mold?
I'm just glad that we had the cake to take my mind off of it, even though I brought it back.
My favorite kind of steak is dry-aged steak, which what they do is they have it out and it grows mold on it, and then they cut the mold off. And the under part of the steak, I don't understand the process, but you do it for like 28 days. And it tastes amazing. I mean, I've said it before. I don't care what you put in front of me. I will try it, and if it's good, I will eat it. So moldy steak, not so much. Shut up, don't tell me about it. Let me eat it. That stuff is good.
Yeah, I regret it. I won't do it again, but I had to eat. Even though I knew cake was coming.
So another big debate that we had that we didn't get into last week. You were calling it a kiss attack. No, this isn't Russ at our Christmas party. We're not having flashbacks to that. Something completely different. What happened to you?
So over the break, I spent a lot of time with Josh. We both had time off of work over the holidays. And it's great to have family time. That's what the holidays are for, some off time with the fam. But he's a really affectionate guy, which is great. But if you're showing me affection, I hate it. I hate it when he kisses me in my ear.
This is your husband.
My husband, Josh. He could kiss me on the top of my head. He could kiss my mouth. He could kiss my cheek, whatever. I don't understand why he keeps on going for my ear. And I'm explaining that to you. And you're like, oh, are you dodging his kisses? And that's exactly what he says. He's like, you've been turning your head. And that's why you get it in the ear. And I was like, no, I don't. But maybe I do because that's your like go-to answer.
So you're trying to complain to me. And yet I put all the faults on you.
Yeah.
You're like, I hate it when somebody does this. And I'm like, but why are you turning away? Like, he's probably just missing his kiss and getting your ear.
I hate it. It's so bad. It hurts. It hurts. It's a painful sign of affection. I don't like it. But... Now I'm second guessing myself because I didn't think I was. That was his excuse. It was my fault. It was my fault that I did it. But no, I mean, you're.
Plus, if a guy knows that something bothers you, then they're gonna keep on doing it and keep on doing it. That's why Jeremy likes to jab me under my neck, throat, whatever. He'll tickle me. I'm laying down on the couch watching TV and he'll come sneak attack and tickle me underneath my chin because he knows that it bothers him. Because I'm like, I mean, anybody hit you there, then you just start doing the double chin neck. You know, get away from me.
I really just want to go box his ears so he knows how painful it is, which I guess it's not the same thing. And he's had ear problems in the past, so it's probably not the best.
Well, I have a confession. I've been busted. And I've been busted hard.
Oh.
So I get a call at work yesterday on my birthday from Jeremy. And he's telling me, I could tell something was wrong as soon as I picked up the phone. Just his tone of voice. Like, hey, babe, what's wrong? Man, my ear's burning. Like, I think it was on fire. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was at the gym working out and all of a sudden I felt this fire sensation on one of my ears and I took off my Beats headphones and I thought like something happened, like maybe there was a spark or something and it hit my ear and it hurt. Like, are you serious?
You should have heard your tone when you were talking to him.
Are you serious? Yeah. Like, why would they do that? Well, I read online, like, some of the cheaper ones from China have some malfunctions or whatever you would call it. I don't know. Recalls. I don't know. Something. And the whole time I'm just like, but are you okay? Are you serious? Yeah, I think I'm just going to go bring them to Best Buy and see if I can return them. And then I got to go to the doctor. I have to make sure that my ear's okay. I was like, well, don't bring them back to Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I'll do that for you. And he was like, you're so busted. And so he told me for my birthday, he decided to listen to the podcast. He said he hasn't tuned in for a while.
I was wondering why now of all times does he decide to listen?
I don't recommend that to anybody to not listen to our podcast, but in his defense, Jeremy has to listen to me all the time. So he doesn't want to listen to me in podcast form as well. But yeah, he was like, man, I hadn't listened in a while. I'm going to go ahead and tune in. And then I'll tell Lacey on her birthday how much I enjoyed the podcast. And then he's listening and I'm talking about his fake beats and how he liked them. So I can't tell him the difference. And how I was going to go get, I was going to go get a little carrier holder for him because they were, I guess, supposed to come with a little carrier and his didn't. So anyway, he was like, he could not believe that I didn't confess. I didn't break character. And then after he tells me that he listened to the podcast, I said, so, but what do you think of the podcast? And he's like, but you don't even care. But I was like, okay, well, in my defense, like, now's not the time to come clean. If you are going to the hospital because I burnt your ear, do I want to take blame for that?
No.
No. I will meet you at the hospital and make sure that you're okay with the brand new, while I'm carrying a brand new Beats with you.
So he texted me and gave me some heads up about it, and so he wanted me to listen in on y'all's conversation, and then you I think you started to panic, so you left the room while we were at work.
I was so scared because I couldn't tell if he was serious or if I was busted or what it was, but no, I'm not gonna tell him now.
No,
you just hurt yourself. Now I need to be like, I'm so sorry, I cheaped out and got you some knockoffs for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I'm just glad he had a good sense of humor about it. You have got a great guy, because when he told me that you were busted, I was like, oh no. I was like, and on her birthday, I hope he's nice. And then, you know, we exchanged a few more texts and I knew that it was all in good fun. So
he had me so scared, but he was mad at the very end. I'm like, but what'd you think of the episode though? Like, was it good? Was it good? Did you like it? So I just thought that was funny.
So have you learned your lesson?
No
more fakies?
He said he doesn't
care?
Mm-mm. Is what he says.
Well, learned your lesson on lying then?
Yes. I will never tell another lie. But he also did a good job because he did put together my birthday party for me.
Yes.
We all went out. There was like, I don't know, a handful of us, 14, I think. All went out for my birthday. We went out and had sushi. And my big surprise was my lifelong best friend, Bonnie. She was supposed to be coming through town. This wasn't a pre-planned thing. She just happened to be going through town to go see her mom and then called me up and said, well, I'm going to come by on Saturday. Well, my birthday dinner was on Friday. And she showed up to my birthday dinner.
It was such a nice surprise. It was funny because she was in the building already, just standing by the door, and he walked right past her and didn't notice her.
Did you know her? Did you recognize her or see her?
I saw her, and I'm like, I was told by you that she wasn't coming. So I saw her and thought, no, she's not here, and didn't think anything of it. So, because I'd never met her before. I've just seen pictures of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked right past her, walked right up to you. I saw Josh's hair. I saw Josh's hair from the outside because it was relatively busy whenever we got there.
Yeah.
And so I walked right in, said hey to Josh. I'm making my way around, saying hey to everybody because, of course, we were fashionably late.
Not too bad.
Not because of me. Because my precious husband likes to look right whenever we go out.
And he did.
He waits till last minute to get ready. He thinks he gets ready in 20 minutes, and really it takes him 40. So that we end up. So I'm just standing around just waiting on him. I don't care because, I mean, we had drinks beforehand and then dinner afterwards. But I did text a couple of people and be like, just so you know, I'm completely ready and I'm waiting on Jeremy. So
yes, I got one of those messages because my husband wants to be the first to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we weren't, though. We weren't the first ones there.
Yeah.
So we didn't win.
But we had a really good time. Me and your husband did something I don't ever do. And I felt like a complete rock star for doing it.
You look like a rock star.
So we went to a bar after and did karaoke. And there was nobody there. So it was really easy to do it there. And I think that was my thing. If it was
you
busy.
You don't want the audience.
Yeah, and Plus, then you go to a busy place and you do put your name on the list and then everybody goes before you. So then you might not get a chance. Yeah. And I can't sing. I can't sing at all. But I asked you if you had any guesses what song I was going to sing, because I ran up there and did it on my own. And then people were like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And I was like, you're not going to know. Amy, do you have any guesses? What was your guess?
I guessed Taylor Swift. Didn't I?
You guessed Ice Nine Kills. Oh. And I was really, really proud of you. But we did Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff, which is probably like the only line that I can say is the title from that. But Josh went up there and joined me. And so Josh and I rocked out to Break Stuff, which I love Limp Bizkit. I felt so cool. I watched the video the next day. You sent me photos the next day. I felt so cool. And I was telling Jeremy later, I was like, man, I really sounded like a rock star. And he was like, all that you did was scream. That's it.
It's a good one to sing to.
Yeah.
If you're just screaming, that's a whole lot easier than talent and singing.
Exactly. Does anybody want to hear me sing? Plus, I mean, I enjoy that kind of music. So, yeah, it was Fred Durst, Limp Bizkit, and more of a screamo style. But
so when Josh, I don't think he was asked to come up there. I think he just joined. Uh-huh. Was he a hindrance, or did you enjoy it more like you had backup?
I enjoyed it more because what else am I supposed to do up there? Like, I need somebody to vibe off of.
Yeah.
So then I was able to scream to him instead of just screaming out to the audience. So the audience of a couple of my friends. But it was so much fun. And then the karaoke dude gave me an applause afterwards because he was like, wow, she did that in heels. Yeah. Because him and I were jumping around.
It was like a mosh
pit and screaming.
Up there.
Yeah. I was so into it that in the end, I just did drop the mic. And then I felt like a jerk because I was like, I probably shouldn't be doing that to equipment. I know better. But I was just so into the moment. I'm like, that's it.
Well, after that, he still gave you props. I don't think he cared.
But you had something interesting happen while we were out at the karaoke bar.
We were, you know, staying at the bar. Y'all just had your big performance. And I noticed a face that I recognized. And then it was an old coworker. I was making the connection.
Uh-huh.
An old coworker.
Which it's really weird to see an old coworker because I don't expect to see any of these fools out in Fort Worth. You and I, we're in Fort Worth and we're at a place I've only been to like a time or two. And I know somebody who's married to the owner. So, I mean, this place has been around Fort Worth for forever. Yeah. I'm never going there, though. There's no reason to go to this place. We're, like, at a little bar.
It was just a big coincidence. Because me and Josh never go out ever. So, us going out and noticing someone.
From Dallas
was a shock. And I just got really excited. I stand up to give him a hug or point at him. I don't know what I was doing. But I lost my footing and I fell.
And it was our old engineer Rob Chickering, and we're both so excited to see him. I'm, oh my god, Rob! And Jeremy's behind me. He's like, I thought that was you. And Amy's like, Rob! And then you just fall out of your chair.
I totally stumble, bumble, fool onto the ground. And it's funnier because there's a backstory. We went to a surprise birthday party of Rob's. 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I had fallen out of the chair at his birthday party. Just because I guess I fall out of chairs around him. He is a good looking man, and I don't know.
You fall out of your seat for good looking men? This
I
is news
so.
To me.
I guess so. What's the other explanation?
I thought you were just excited to see him, not like you were excited everywhere to see him.
Oh, well, I mean, I wasn't excited when I saw him at work.
It was just so funny. And then you and I are like dying, crying, laughing about this. And he probably just thought, oh, okay. Yeah. I just walked into the middle of a party. Let me leave.
Let me run away real quick. Yeah, I laughed at that for the rest of the weekend.
Me too. That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I absolutely loved it. I kept bringing it up for the rest of the weekend. Bonnie doesn't know him, and Bonnie wasn't involved in that. But I was just like, oh my God. Amy fell out of her chair, and she's probably thinking like, bitch, I came from Kansas City to see you. And I'm like, but Amy fell out of her chair. That is hilarious.
Bonnie, if you want to have prop, fall out of your chair.
Something else fun that we did. A psychic came in. No, she's not a psychic.
Fortune teller.
What's the difference? I don't know.
I'm not sure. We should Google that.
To be determined. But she did bring in a crystal ball. And came in and give us our predictions for 2019, what she could tell, what she thought was going to happen for us. Starting off, she said, you have all these cards, 1 through 10, and then King, Queen, Jack, and you have all the different suits. Pick one in your head. What do you see? And so I just said 8 of Hearts. And this isn't what she said, but I felt like she was like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. And
are
said
you
she
serious?
Told me, she told me, change is coming. Change is coming.
Ah.
And said, change is coming or in my path, and I can't be afraid to take a chance and to follow my heart and my desire, and that everything falls into place and I just find a purpose. So I don't really know what that means. I don't know what that means.
I don't
but
know either.
I did feel hopeful. I already told you I felt hopeful this year, and I don't know why, because I'm not a positive person, but I was just like, man, I could really see 2019 being my year. So I guess moment of clarity that I've always wanted. I'm finally going to realize what my purpose in life is.
So did she talk about making yourself more available to change? Or I guess she's not like, she's not a life coach.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not available. Like I gotta work out, I gotta go to sleep, I got a full day ahead of me. But
well, it's really exciting for me. I don't know if she asked you, she wanted direction, sort of. Some people went in there and was like, I want to know about my finances this year or relationships or whatever. And I really had never been, and I don't think you have either, done fortune telling before with a fortune teller. And so I really didn't know what direction to give her, because I just wanted her to talk to me. I didn't want to lead her in any direction, but she still asked if in reflection, looking back on this year, let's say you're in 2020 or whatever, what would you say you'd be talking about? And I said, I'd probably talk about my family, because that's like the main focus for me. And so then she just took that after I picked my card, which is a 3 of clubs. She just went full on like growth and development, creative, adventure, because of the tree. The clubs looks like a tree. And then for the number 3, she says it means you're working through things. There might be these little flubs. I'm like, okay, how's Josh going to break his foot this year? Or what in the house is going to break? Or we've already replaced our water heater. We already replaced our air conditioning. I just bought a new car because the other one was a clanker, you know, whatever. She said they're little flubs. Hopefully it's not anything that bad, but I don't know. Did you explain to her why you picked the 8 of Hearts, or you just...
No, mine was random.
Okay.
Because if I was thinking about it, like, I would think I would pick Queen of Diamonds. That would, because I think I'm a princess, so I would probably want to pick Queen of Diamonds. So I really don't know why she just said, you know, don't think about it. She did say that I'm caring and I care about others.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that's you to a T.
Yeah, but it really should have been like, first and foremost, you care about yourself. And then there are others out there that you care about as well. But I really don't know why I picked it. It was more just don't think about it, just say it. And I was a little nervous because I've never talked to a fortune teller before.
Yeah, I was a little nervous too.
Yeah, that kind of stuff can creep me out. Like, I won't do tarot cards and stuff, which she didn't do. But yeah. I don't want...
She did talk about it with me. Did she talk about it with you?
No. Maybe she did mention it would be a tarot card that would do this.
Yeah,
but
same.
I just had somebody who had a bad experience with that, and that has scared me for life. So
yeah, stay away from it. Especially if it's, you know, a gut feeling or whatever.
Yeah. I don't want to hear anything bad. I don't want that bad
juju. Did you do the lip print? Or did you get anything from it?
Yes. Which lip print was weird because I don't have a top lip. And I used to worry about it whenever I was a child. My birth dad had absolutely no lip either. And whenever I was a little girl and I didn't even know to have like body issues or anything, I would sleep with my top lip turned up at night and try to like hold it up because I wanted a top lip.
I've heard of girls like who have outies, they would tape a penny on their belly button.
Yes, that's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Or it's a wives' tale. Maybe that's why we both heard it.
Well, I used to like sleep holding my pinkies in because I wanted to be like extra curved. I thought it was like unique or something. I wanted a deformity. I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, another extra curd.
Well, I used, so whenever she wants us to do this lip print, which she would first sanitize and then do lipstick, and then you'd kiss a little lip print and do a couple of them, and she would read from your lip print what this means. So at first I was like, well, I don't have a top lip. Does that matter? She's like, no, you're good. So I did it, and my first two were exactly the same. And what she said about me, this was completely on point. She said I was like a mother hen, which I thought meant
that's
a mother,
like a caring thing.
I mother people because I do, because I'm worried about people. So I want you to do right. You don't ask me for wisdom, I give it to you. Don't get tattoos. Put on sunscreen. Like, I tell you all this stuff that you don't ask, but it's because I care. But what she meant was I more keep people in line, which I also agree with, because if I see somebody doing wrong, I don't go tell and get them in trouble. I will tell them, hey, you're doing wrong, and this is what you need to do, and you better watch it because you can get in trouble for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought that makes sense. Jeremy, once I told Jeremy, he was like, so you're like a blue healer. Like,
he's walking around.
Yeah, you just go around snipping people in the ankles, and it's like, you better do this. But it would hurt me to see somebody get in trouble for something.
Yeah, the point is not you getting in trouble. The point is you doing right. Like, you want that person to do the right thing so they don't get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. I care enough for you to do right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty on point.
I had this weird etch-like thing. She called it an angel mark. And she said it had to do with faith, which is true because I grew up in a very religious home and that foundation is important to me. So I'm glad that I have that. Also, there are these small fine lines in my lip print. And she said it meant that I paid attention to details, information. I'm a good listener. All true. With the career in design, it's all in the details. And in relationships, I do more of the listening than talking mostly. But then she lost me. She said, quote, you're great with memory. And I was like, oh, no, that's not me.
My lips are telling a lie.
And you could hear the desperation in her voice after I was like, oh, no, that's not me. I don't have a great memory. She's trying to get me back because, you know, I'm her audience. It was just me and her in the room. Mm-hmm. So she was trying to get me back and you could just hear it. I felt bad. I probably should have kept my mouth shut and just laughed inside. But I think everybody knows that's not true.
Well, I do have to brag alert on one of my lip prints. As a joke, I jokingly, the first two were exactly the same. And I did have a top lip in it. Weird. But then my third one, I just kept my mouth completely open. And I stuck it on my mouth. So I have complete open mouth.
Yeah.
And it was just a joke, just to try to give a different kind of print than what I had the first time. Well, she said that an open mouth like that, I want to say she said she had a lip print of Mick Jagger doing that.
Wow.
Which obviously after this weekend, you do realize I'm a rock star. But that's not what she had to say about it. But she said that that means that people will follow you, that people see you doing something and they want to do it too. And I said, that just makes me think this is the answer to an old question that we've had going here in the studio for a long time. Now, this is just completely as a joke, no meaning behind it. We've said before, who is so charismatic that they could be a cult leader? Somebody that could get a following and get people to do something, because we talk about stupid stuff in the back.
Yeah.
And who is the most charismatic? Because I would say Nick. I think Nick could garner a following.
I think so too. He's good looking,
mm-hmm.
and he's convincing when he argues. He's still respectful though most of the time. He just sounds smart.
Because, I mean, you have to have all those qualities for people to be willing to stop what they're doing and go with you. But she said I could be a cult leader.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that is a compliment. Like, I'm not trying to, don't get me wrong, and that is just completely a joke. But it was just funny because that has come before here. And I would never volunteer. If I was going to follow somebody, they better be smarter than me. I ain't trying to follow a me. Why would I want to follow a me? I can hardly keep from burning my house down, much less I'm supposed to take care of like tribes of people. I don't think so. Don't follow me.
Oh my goodness.
But
I thought that was good, though. That made me really, really gloaty. Gloaty?
Yeah, gloaty's a word. Okay. Sure, why not?
One thing she didn't have to predict, though, is that I'm getting good sleep, better sleep now, thanks to Brooklinen. My Brooklinen sheets have made my bedroom a game changer. I cannot wait to go home and crawl into my bed, into my oasis, and get some good sleep. And it really is because my Brooklinen sheets, because it just puts me in that comfortable spot. I feel like I'm crawling up in a womb and going to sleep.
Well, people say that you spend 1/3 of your life in your sheets. And I definitely spend more than that because of my Brooklinen sheets. They have a luxury feeling.
I love the incredible feeling of their 5-star hotel quality sheets.
And they have a lot to choose from. It's not just an amazing feel. It's a great look, too. There's mix and match over 20 colors and patterns.
So much to choose from. So many different options for you. Something that'll definitely fit the style that you already have, fit your decor.
And why not do it with the new year?
This is the time for New Year's resolutions, and we should all resolve to get better sleep. One thing that we should all work on is getting a good night's sleep, and Brooklinen sheets can help you do that, because once you crawl into bed, you're never going to want to get out of bed.
And they have 30,000 5-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company, with 500,000 happy sleepers and counting.
So don't just take our word for it. You need to go to Brooklinen now and order your sheets, because seriously, these are the best, most comfortable sheets that we've ever slept on. And now it's time for you to upgrade your bedroom. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer right now. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code loose lips. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. So stop waiting and get started on a better night's sleep. Go to Brooklinen.com right now. Brooklinen is so great that I think that even they would have my back, that red velvet cake is not chocolate cake with red dye. I said it.
You win this one.
I said it.
You win this one.
Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a comment. We would really appreciate it if you would do that. Also, we've really appreciated hearing from everybody on the socials. We got a lot of feedback and a lot of love after we came back from Christmas break. So that was really nice. So we also want to hear from you. Hit us up on our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.